It's Sunday the 6th of March. Sunday the 6th of March. 9:30 AM. Wee bit of a long lie this morning. It's Mother's Day over here in the UK. As you can hear, they're doing some, not quite sure what they're doing in the park this morning. Sunday morning, Mother's Day. Mothers should be getting a long lie in their bed and being treated to breakfast in bed by their families, and not have that terrible noise ruining their mother's mothering Sunday morning. The inconsideration of park authorities. Anyway, I suppose if you went to, well, whoever sent him, or to the guys that are doing that, and say, you realise it's Mothering Sunday? So what? That's what you would get nowadays. So what? Anyway, Mothering Sunday, Mother's Day. Gave my wife a great big hug this morning for Mother's Day. It ended up quite a long hug, as both of us were supporting each other. I'd only just got out of bed. It was more like each one leaning into the other, hold me up. Anyway, so it's a lovely morning for Mother's Day as well, apart from the noise. It's kind of patchy sky, blue cloud, yeah, we've changed everything up here. Blue sky, white cloud, sun was beaming in through the windows an hour ago. Now it's obscured at the moment by those light clouds, but hey-ho, it's dry, it's calm, that's fine. And I'm taking my wife off to the Fife Coast for a wee jaunt for Mother's Day. And I gave her the option, actually. I gave her the option of taking her into Glasgow and going for a meal in Glasgow, and I walked around the shops if she wanted, or a country drive, well, as much country as you can get over to Fife, to the Fife area, and buying her a fish supper out of her favourite wee chip shop in Burnt Island on the way back, and sit by the sea eating a fish supper. Guess what she chose? Yep. Fish supper by the sea. You mean you can eat in all the restaurants and places that you like, all these great places, great food. You know, there's something simplistic about sitting by the water and eating a fish supper. Something magical about that. Yes. So that's what she chose, that's where we're going. It also makes a big difference for me because it means I get to drive in the lovely roads, enjoy the ride over and back. So feeling good this morning. I'm feeling pretty much, in fact, I'm actually feeling pretty good within myself this morning, which is good. My well-being is up. It's on a rising scale. Okay, I think, no matter, doesn't matter. It's up, it's not down. Yes. And physically I'm feeling good, keep myself fit now. Into the stage. You know, every time I see the sunshine I want to jump on the bike. Yesterday, my wife said to me, because we did have a long lie yesterday morning. She said, after we had breakfast, you want to go out on your bike? Oh, I thought, oh, that was nice of her to allow me to go out for an hour or two on the bike. I say allow, I mean, she doesn't, she's not dictatorial. Because I thought we were going to do things and I wouldn't even mention the bike because that's not unfair. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes these things can come in a session and you just got to get out there at every turn and it's not fair. So I thought I wouldn't even mention bike. And if you want, when she wants to do something, we'll go and do something. So I did ask her, I said, no, we'll go and do something. She said, I'm not bothered. If you want to go, go. And I thought, well, you know, I'm not going to go, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to tidy things up around the house, because it's a nice day. I'm going to give the Volvo a well-deserved scrub. And I even ended up raking. Masses of dead leaves from the grass and the edges of the border, masses of piles. They're still there this morning, but what I do is I move them a wee bit at a time. I don't move them all at one go. I rake them over, turn them over, so that the birds all get a chance to grab the wee beasties that's inside. Rocky robins are always first down when you disturb the soil, always. Closely followed by the blackbird and the others. So that's what I did. I did that yesterday and I felt good after I'd done it all. And I was glad I didn't choose the bike because I was very productive. I got loads of things done yesterday afternoon. Which gives me a bigger incentive to do even more. But today we're off, so probably won't be much done today unless it stays, turns into a beautiful late afternoon. In which case, we might just go a walk. Yes. So anyway, I'm going to go and make the senior citizens fry up for my wife, because it's Mother's Day. No, I'm not. That's a lie. I'll go in just now. I could keep this running, and I could say to my wife, do you want me to make the breakfast? And she'll say, no, just leave it and I'll get it, because she never trusts me to do the bacon right or not to burst the egg yolk when they're frying eggs. So even though it's Mother's Day and she would appreciate my offer, she would turn it down. Should I do that as a test? Just to prove to you. Anyway. So, going now. So, for all mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. I hope you all have a great one. And if you're not a mother, you're certainly a woman. And if you're a woman, you deserve a Mother's Day greeting anyway. Because us men, whether we're married to or have children or not, we need mothers. And I think women just do a fantastic job in this life, looking after men one way or another. I think we all get mothered. We need mothered. No, I didn't say murdered, I said mothered. I think women deserve much more in life than they get. Yeah, just my opinion. Right. Shall we do the test? Mary, uh-huh. Do you want me to make the breakfast?
What you say?
Do you want me to make the breakfast?
Can you make ham and egg?
Well, do you want me to make it?
Aye.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, when do you want to put it on?
When you put the plates in first to heat them up.
Uh-huh.
In the oven.
Right.
And start making the breakfast.
Okay, when do you want me to make it?
Just make it now. I'm just
right, okay. That's a first. Honestly, that is a first. My wife let me make breakfast, I fry up. Jeez, that backfired on me, didn't it? You know, the thing is, I don't really want to make it. But hey, it's my birthday, I'll have a go. She'll be in 2 minutes to check I'm doing it right. Okay, gonna go now. Yeah, if ever a thing backfired. Yeah, stop laughing. Come on, it's not funny. Now I've lost my confidence in frying eggs without bursting the yolks.